This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Burger King's logo or jingle is, have it your way at Burger King now. That's only Burger King, though, people. That's not McDonald's. And apparently a man wanted 30 double cheeseburgers, had an issue at a McDonald's, and started to attack the Golden Arches. This is crazy. According to news reports, 37-year-old Jedediah Ezekiel Fulton was arrested when he tried to destroy the Golden Arches at a Sutherland, Oregon McDonald's. Why was he so grumpy? He placed an order for 30 double cheeseburgers, and for some reason, the restaurant decided not to do it. Have you guys ever had a double cheeseburger from McDonald's? I love them. They are so yummy. They're like juicy. And I love double cheeseburgers. Okay. They don't know why the McDonald's employees decided not to honor the customer's order for the 30 burgers, but Jedediah was ticked. He tore apart a restaurant banner, and then he turned his fury on the McDonald's Golden Arches, and he brutally attacked. So my guess is the people at McDonald's clued in that this was somebody that didn't have all his marbles and declined. And so they were probably, their instinct was probably right. So then, according to Sutherland Police Department, a customer confronted Mr. Fulton. Fulton grabbed the collar of his shirt. After that, a witness was so frightened that he pulled out a gun. Remember, this is Oregon, right? And Oregon is usually, I think it's a gun-free state. So then, Jedediah Ezekiel Fulton was arrested on second-degree criminal mischief and harassment, second-degree criminal trespass, and suspicion of second-degree disorderly conduct. Suspicion. Nothing to suspect. Now, ordering 30 burgers should not, especially now with Uber Eats, and all sorts of other delivery, DoorDash. I don't think ordering 30 burgers is that big a deal. What a great thing to do for Super Bowl. You know how expensive it is for me to load up on hot wings and burgers and stuff like that for people at the Super Bowl? I could just bring in 30 McDonald's cheeseburgers. So I don't think it was McDonald's saying we can't do it. We don't got 30, well, double patties. We don't have 60 patties. Or we don't have a lot of those little baby onion things, which I really love the taste of. I'm not even supposed to eat onions. And then they have the ketchup and the pickle. I really like the cheeseburgers. They're really yummy. I think they picked up that something was wrong with this guy. Now, somebody acting like this, to me, it sounds like spice. Maybe he was on some synthetic marijuana. He was jacked on something. I don't know. But what's significant about something like this is, this is Oregon. Not a lot happens in Oregon. There was that shooting that happened at a mall a while back. But Oregon is usually a pretty calm, run-of-the-mill, good family, good, you know, good people, good folk, relaxed sort of, you know, state with tons of beautiful communities. That's kind of what the state is. And a simple McDonald's could be the site of somebody going completely berserk and possibly there being a death. You know, a bystander pulled a gun. Well, that could have gone really, really bad. And I understand if, you know, it was an off-duty cop going, look, you know, let's, you know, try to, you know, contain the situation, you know. But somebody who's all, you know, that whacked out, they may not stop when they see a gun. That's why you really, really have to be careful. Those of you with your CCWs, you know, we get very good training when we get our concealed carry training where, you know, don't just wield a gun thinking somebody's going to stop when they see it. okay? You know, you use that gun if you need to protect and save your life. But somebody going berserk, no, be very careful. Don't be, you know, pulling out a weapon and giving them the opportunity of getting that weapon. So, you know, there's some finesse that has to happen with that. But we need to be very, very aware that anybody around us at any time could be a complete whack job, either from medication, either from genetics, either from them having a bad day, just getting fired. And the interesting thing is it's these triggers. You know, when that one gentleman that shot the newscaster and her cameraman on a live interview, and then later, I believe, killed himself. When that killing happened, which I believe it was in Roanoke, and it really shocked so many of us in the media community, you know, because again, it could be any of us, it really hits close to home, just like any of the school shootings or the Pulse nightclub shooting, you know, it could be any of us. We could have been at any place when something like this happens. You know, people were talking and they say, well, you know, what it is he got fired. So, you know, maybe it's the manner at which somebody gets fired. No, it's not. Okay, some of these triggers, you can't predict if it's going to throw somebody into a homicidal rant. Okay, you can't predict that. All right, this was somebody being denied a burger order. A woman denying somebody sex. You know, some of these rapes happen not because the person was hiding out in the bushes and jumped somebody they didn't know. It's somebody you did know, you say no, and it triggers it. You know, the trigger is what's a very, very frustrating aspect to the whole psychological picture, because it's a trigger that we do all the time. We say no for a lot of things. You know, do you have any extra napkins? No, we don't. You know, can I apply this coupon? No, you can't. We're being told no a lot. And the average person can't fear that just because they're saying no, that they don't have any extra straws, that they're going to be then the result of a hate crime or a crime where somebody wants them dead. So we got a lot of crazy people out there. And I know it just seems like, you know, every day we're hearing a story, and in the long scheme of things with millions of people on this planet, in this country, you know, it's probably a rare occurrence. But I think we need to have the approach like other countries do, where we're always aware, we're always on the lookout, we always know our exits. You know, we have something we could use as a weapon if we need to, whether it's a, you know, racquetball racket or something, right? And we just be aware. Don't be complacent. 1-877 Doc Belly. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a big poop storm has happened because somebody in politics said something. And it definitely spurned a lot of controversy. And I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about here. And apparently a lot of doctors have their panties all up in a bunch, too. And I would just like to kind of dissect this a little bit for y'all. CNN commentator and former Pennsylvania GOP Senator Rick Santorum on Sunday had been discussing gun control. And it suggested that students protesting for gun control legislation would be better served by taking CPR classes and preparing for active shooter scenarios. So he said on CNN State of the Union, how about kids, instead of looking to someone else to solve their problem, do something about maybe taking CPR classes or trying to deal with situations that when there is a violent shooter, that you can actually respond to that. Now, when I look at those comments just in and of itself, I mean, students taking CPR, I brought that up on my show all the time. There being active shooter drills in schools. I think this is something you and I would all agree on. Taking CPR classes, kids taking CPR classes, there being violent shooter drills or active shooter drills. These are things that I think we all could agree upon. But because he said it, and it was in a context of what was going on after the March of Our Lives, it's gotten blown way out of proportion. So as you guys know, protesters assembled, and there was a huge, huge convening of lots of people and kids in Washington and across the country to demand gun control legislation in the wake of the deadly shooting in Parkland, Florida. Now, how he feels on gun control is not something that I'm here to debate on. But what I am here to talk about is, you know, the idea of kids learning CPR. Now, of course, Van Jones, a liberal CNN commentator, interjected and mentioned that about his own child. I want him focused on algebra and other stuff. If his main way to survive high school is learning CPR, so when his friends get shot, that to me, we've gone too far. I'm proud of these kids. You know, you're proud of these kids too. Now, I don't think anybody is suggesting that CPR will save you during a shooting, okay? I mean, and this is why doctors are kind of having their panties all up in a bunch, because if somebody is suffering from, trauma and a maiming of that nature where they are becoming, you know, severely hypovolemic, CPR for cardiac arrest and respiratory arrest may not be the most ideal mode of treatment. I get that. But I think what Santorum was trying to say, and if it wasn't what he was trying to say, what I've been saying for a while, is there are things that you could do today to start making yourself a little bit more prepared for anything. First aid is, I think, an extremely important technique. And maybe Santorum should have also said first aid, not just CPR. I see what he was saying, because CPR classes will also teach first aid. But I think where he was going was, rather than the kids spend their weekend marching and trying to ask the government to come in and save, there are things that they could actually do, you know, get their hands around and feel a little bit more empowered. Now, again, I'm not saying I agree with Rick Santorum's comments and with, you know, the whole optics that's been going on with this, but if somebody is, let's say, in the psychological field, and they have a group of students who are beside themselves, not knowing what to do in this day and age where somebody could come to the school and shoot, etc., and they want to do something, yeah, writing your congressman is nice, protesting is nice, but if you really want to do something, hell yeah, enroll in a first aid class, enroll in a CPR class. You never know when you're going to have to save somebody's life, whether it's an active shooting or whether it's your grandma who you're going shopping with or grandpa who's driving you to church. You know, why not? You want to feel empowered. You want to do something. Let's do it. Let's get you some credentials. Let's start getting you trained. Why not? Let's do some drills. You know, let's start, let's make a charity. Let's start making a fund. You know, for, people who are victims of shooting. You know, people need to do something. When stuff like this happens and they're beside themselves and they're going through the grief process and they're scared, refocusing a child's attention on building something or creating something is 1,000% correct. I love the idea of empowering children and getting them the training that they need. You hear of these little four-year-olds that save mom because she goes into a diabetic coma and the kid knew how to call 911. I trained my kids. I trained my kids to do some basic CPR, basic first aid. Hell yeah. And then I made them take CPR. All right. I mean, I want everybody trained in that. So what's been, though, something that I believe has been debated is seeing young kids with signs and organized and such with the look at like adults kind of push them to the forefront and are making kids echo their political call. I'm torn on that All right. I mean, on one end, kids are scared. It is scary. Right? And, you know, people don't like, you know, other kids walking around with machine guns. So I understand why reactively people want something done when it comes to machine guns. We have to be very careful when we react. We start making gun laws that are so restrictive that we end up losing our own Second Amendment rights. That's a problem. But I get how kids, I don't think it's all parents, I get how kids do not want to go to school and be shot. I think these kids are of their own volition, of their own will. However, do I think there's a lot of orchestrating? Do I think there's a lot of politics behind this? Is there a lot of optics? Is there a lot of show? Yeah, I do. And that does frustrate people, you know, because, you know, spending all this time trying to make that optic, maybe it will make things, maybe it will make Congress, you know, do something. Maybe there will be some success. But I see how other people are saying, look, why can't each individual kid start doing something now for their own family, for their own friends? You know, something that may actually be a little bit more life-saving. And learning CPR and first aid would do that. So again, I'm not here to critique or defend Rick Santorum, but I am one of the many doctors out there who thinks, not in the context of active shooting, but just in the context of life, have kids learn CPR, have kids learn first aid, have kids learn drills, and when a child is going through the stress and the strain of what many of them are going through, refocus that energy to something that they could become passionate about and something that could have a long-term benefit to them and their community. Okay? You know, there's so much that we could do. And, you know, protests make people feel better. You know, and you know, look, and one psychological aspect to this is, for those of us that are not involved at God's grace in these mass shootings or these mass casualties or whatever, we feel guilty. We do. We feel guilty. And we feel guilty that, you know, if we don't feel guilty, then it will happen to us. So we have to do something so then we're not the next victim. Not so much something, you know, in terms of, okay, well, we got to do something now so there's no more guns or there's no more people that want to come and shoot. We know there's always going to be somebody with a gun. There's always going to be somebody. Apparently, I heard the worst school massacre was back in 1890, and it was explosives. Somebody took out a whole, you know, little school with explosives. I need to look that up. So it wasn't even guns. But we know that there are people out there that want to kill kids and kill other people. We know that. But when things like this happen, we feel guilty. We're like, well, I need to do something. And then we feel better about ourselves when we march or when we donate money. When we, you know, when you know, Superstorm Sandy hit, you know, a lot of us felt so bad that we weren't there suffering with them. So we're like, here, we'll give money, we'll do something, you know, and you know, that guilt is very necessary because then it helps others. Tons of money got sent to the Red Cross and those could help the victims. And thank God for the Red Cross being out there and United Blood Services and all the other people that do good, Salvation Army, etc. So, but we got to be very, very careful how we channel this guilt. Okay. I do think that there are other things we could do besides protesting. And so if, you know, any kid out there wants to do something to help society and benefit others, hell yeah, learn CPR and first aid. So I am 1,000% behind any recommendation for a kid to get that training. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and Manny, who was working the dials. All right, so we are being told that a record number of college students are seeking treatment for depression and anxiety, and at the graduate level, a third of students report being depressed. Let's start with the graduate students first. PhD and master students worldwide report rates of depression and anxiety that are 6 times higher than those in the general public. They say the report was based on responses of 2,200 students in 26 nations and found that more than 40% of respondents had anxiety scores in the moderate to severe range, and nearly 40% showed signs of moderate to severe depression. According to Teresa Evans, a neuroscientist at the University of Texas Health Center at San Antonio, said the high rates suggested by the study are alarming. and students suffering from anxiety or depression might have been especially motivated to take the survey, so that could have skewed the results, but she believes that the findings underscore severity of a problem and the need for a response. Now, you and I would think, you know, when I grew up, and nobody in my family had ever gone to college. They couldn't afford to, and it just wasn't something that was in the cards for us. And so when I got an academic scholarship to UNLV, I was going to be the first person in my family to go to college and finish college. I was on cloud nine, all right? And I think I was on cloud nine the whole 4 years. Now, true, when I got dumped, I cried. Did I have some bad days? Yeah, I had some bad days. But would I consider myself anxious or depressed? No. And I think what it is because it was such an opportunity. It was a huge opportunity. And I was so goal-driven that maybe I was one of the fortunate ones to not have depression or anxiety. But we really have a higher number, I believe. I don't think it's just reported. I think we really have a higher number of people suffering from anxiety and depression and mood issues. According to this study coming from Time magazine, they say that there are a record number of college students seeking mental health treatment. And campuses are facing such an unprecedented demand for counseling services that they can't keep up. Between 2009 and 2015, the number of students visiting counseling centers increased by about 30% on average, while enrollment grew by less than 6%, according to the Center for Collegiate Mental Health. Students seeking help are increasingly likely to have attempted suicide or engaged in self-harm. In spring 2017, nearly 40% of college students said they had felt so depressed in the prior year that it is difficult for them to function. And 61% of students said they had felt overwhelming anxiety in the same period. According to an American College Health Association, more than 63,000 students in 92 schools took this. I guess midterms come in March, students' workloads intensify, the wait time for treatment and counseling centers grow longer, students are still struggling, they may not be able to get to counseling before their midterms. Some of them may not consider returning after spring or summer break. So, to prevent students from burning out or dropping out, colleges across the country, where health centers might once have left, you know, had care used outside providers, are trying to experiment with new measures. So for the first time last fall, UCLA offered all incoming students a free online screening for depression. More than 2,700 students opted in, and counselors have followed up with more than 250 who are identified as being at risk for severe depression, exhibiting manic behavior, or having suicidal thoughts. Virginia Tech has opened several satellite counseling clinics. Now, somebody's texting in going, survival of the fittest. Can we talk about, we'll talk about that for a second, okay? Let me get through this. And yes, we do have something to say about how these people are going to be fit, okay, in the wild later. But let me get through this first. So Virginia Tech has opened several satellite counseling clinics to reach students where they spend time, stationing one at a local Starbucks, embedding others in the athletic department, graduate center. Ohio State University has added a dozen mental health clinicians during the 2016-2017 year. Also allow breathing and playlists and things like that. Mobile app that you know, can add these little things to their phones that can, you know, help with, you know, mood issues. Pennsylvania State University allocated $700,000 to increase additional funding for counseling and psychological services. Right? But still, they're working with limited resources. The average university only has one professional counselor for every 1,700 students. That's fewer than the minimum of one therapist for every 1,000 to 1,500 recommended by the International Association of Counseling Services. You know, and then counselors may have battle fatigue. And, and they may be getting burned out. So, it's interesting. And I don't want to say anything that would upset people. Because, again, my situation was different. Things were different in the 90s. Okay? It's a much different world. But it does make you wonder that, you know, how people are coping. If they could barely, you know, get through college, how are they going to get through these jobs later in life? So this idea of survival of the fittest, you know, college used to be a place where you would, I keep bringing up the second Indiana Jones movie, Temple of Doom, where he had to walk across that bridge, go across that bridge while people were trying to shoot him and shake it for him to fall. College and medical school used to be like that. Where, look, Anybody wants to get on the bridge can get on the bridge. But we're going to shake it. We're going to throw stuff at you. All right? And the only ones who make it across the bridge are the ones who really were dedicated, who really wanted this, weren't doing it for another reason, like to marry a doctor or something. And the people that actually get across the bridge really, really want it, and then they're going to do well. And I felt like when I was an undergrad, I was on that bridge, and people were trying to shake it and shake it, and I had to stay on and hold on for dear life, pass whatever test, take whatever crap I got to get through. Still happened like that in medical school, but then when I got through, you know, that means I was a dedicated, I was in there for the long haul. And this is kind of pertinent when we talk about some of these people that get through medical school who end up being predators and sleeping with patients and doing weird stuff. You're like, how the heck did they get, you know, get across that bridge? How did they do that? If you were, if your intentions were anything other than really wanting to help people and be a doctor, there's no way you would have survived that bridge. So here we are with a bunch of students in college having issues, thinking about not wanting to come back because of classes, because of, you know, part of you wants to say, well, I mean, come on, people, buck up. This is real life. If you want to compete, if you want to get that, you know, that dinner to take it home to the cave, you're going to have to fight for it. You know, things aren't going to be fun. They're not going to be easy. Buck up. But on the other hand, we have a different society now. We have a different culture. And telling people they just have to buck up and ignore that some people are really having mental issues doesn't help us, because they may turn around and shoot people like we've seen. You know, we keep talking about how we don't have enough mental health services and we need to do something, but then we can't also in the same sentence say, come on, people, buck up, okay? You know, we're tired of having such an entitlement, society now, okay? We have some people that just can't handle class, can't handle stress. And if we let them fail, which is how we used to do it, you know, maybe it is better for them in the long run, but maybe it's not. Maybe that commits them to a life of being on welfare and government subsidies and not being able to get a job. You know, do we need easy tracks? You know, do we need to have, so we have some people that are busting their butts and they're going to go through one track and then get certain jobs. You have other ones that, you know, they really don't like school. They really can't handle it, but they still want to be as successful in what they do. So we find something for them that does work so they can still be productive, etc. I don't know. I don't know how much we have to mollycoddle or kitten glove or baby certain people. But what we do know is if we blow off mental health, it comes back to haunt us. You know, if we just say, look, you can't cut it, you're out. In show business, it's exactly like that. Nobody is going to change the part to make your acting better. Nobody's going to change, you know, if you can't act, you don't get the part. If you don't have the right look, you don't get the part. So it's cold, hard, cut and dry there. But apparently with everything else, we can't be that cut and dry. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak. speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I'm Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were shocked to hear that a family of four died when they went to Mexico for a very simple, common vacation. And the whole family died, from what we understand, in their sleep. And a prosecutor in Mexico said Sunday that a gas leak in a water heater is suspected in the death of the Iowa family. The head prosecutor of the Caribbean coast state, Quintana Roo, told local media Monday that an inspection over the weekend revealed that the water heater at the rented condo in the resort town of Tulum was leaking gas. said unfortunately that they found the area where the water heater was letting gas escape, perhaps because of the lack of maintenance, perhaps because it was in use, perhaps because of the age of the equipment. In fact, a high concentration of this toxic gas was found in the room. Apparently, the family had been dead for 36 to 48 hours. Some were lying in their bedrooms, and the children were playing, one in one part of the room, and the other in part of the same room. The autopsies indicate that the family died of inhaling, quote, toxic gas, but the source or nature of the gas has not been determined. So, obviously, certain gases that come from water heaters include carbon dioxide, methane, but the most common one we're thinking about is carbon monoxide. Again, we don't have that officially confirmed. They say forensic samples had to be sent to labs in Mexico City on Monday. Officials hope to identify the gas within 8 to 10 days. So Iowa officials have identified the families Kevin Sharp, 41 years old, Amy Sharp, 38, and their children Sterling, 12, and Adriana, 7. They were from Crestown, Iowa. The family had been reported missing by relatives about a week after they left for vacation. Police contacted the U.S. Department of State, and the bodies were found during a welfare check at their condo in Tulum. Tulum is located on the Yucatan Peninsula. Apparently, the family flew to Cancun March 14th. According to her sister, Amy Sharp texted their mother the next day to say they had reached Tulum, but then the relatives didn't hear anything else. The sister said the Sharps were scheduled to depart from the Cancun airport last Wednesday and fly to St. Louis on a nonstop flight. The family had planned to then drive about 200 miles to Danville, Illinois, and then to watch a game on Thursday. When the family didn't arrive in St. Louis, family members contacted authorities. And then on Friday, the developer of the condo complex where the deaths occurred, the developer of the condo complex hasn't commented. Now, they say in 2010, an explosion of an improperly installed gas line at a hotel in the nearby town of Playa del Carmen killed 5 Canadian tourists and 2 Mexicans. In that case, prosecutors said the heating gas line, apparently meant to fuel a pool heating unit, was not properly installed or maintained. They claimed a leak from the line may have been set off by a spark from an electric switch or plug. So a judge later dismissed criminal charges against 5 contractors and employees at the hotel. So if this was carbon monoxide poisoning, we've talked about how carbon monoxide, CO, can look very similar to O2, oxygen. Oxygen is not usually in single form. It has to be bonded to another oxygen. So O2 could look like CO, carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide competes with oxygen, and you could very painlessly asphyxiate. And so you get tired, and then you fall asleep, and then unfortunately you could die because of carbon monoxide poisoning if you don't get enough oxygen. And so a leaky water heater that the family would have never even thought to examine. I mean, how many of us have used, I don't want to say Airbnb, but, you know, have used rental sites to get a place? And do we inspect the water heater? Do we inspect? Remember, it's an odorless gas. Carbon monoxide, if that's what it is, it's odorless. You can't tell. You can't smell. You have no idea. Do you bring your own carbon monoxide monitors when you go on a trip? No. Maybe we need to. I think I would recommend everybody bring a carbon monoxide monitor when they go on a trip. I mean, this is some scary stuff. But how many of us will go around, check the water heater, check, you know, if there's any gas leaks, do a full inspection of a place we're staying at for a few days? We never did. And this is so scary. All they did was go on vacation. And I wonder if these rental places have strict guidelines on the maintenance. I'm sure they do, where there's these checkoffs where, okay, the water heater is this is, you know, I mean, I'm sure they do. But is it enforced? So I would suggest if you guys are going to go travel, make sure you have a carbon monoxide monitor with you. So sad. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, the Pulse gunman shooter, okay? Martin? All right, I apologize. I'm having some issues here. Omar Martin, who unfortunately did the deadly shooting at Pulse nightclub in 2016, were being told that his father was an FBI informant who is currently under a criminal investigation. According to a motion filed by the defense, Assistant U.S. Attorney Sarah Sweeney sent an email on Saturday to the defense stating Sadiq Mateen was a confidential FBI source from 2005 through June 2016. The email also stated that Sadiq Mateen is being investigated for money transfers to Turkey and Afghanistan after documents were found at his home June 12, 2016, the day of the Pulse attack. The dates of the money transfers were between March 16th and June 5th of 2016. So the revelation threatens to upend the case of Salman. Now, Salman, Noor Salman, is the wife of Omar Mateen. Now, she is on trial for charges related to the mass shooting. Okay? And her defense attorneys say the failure to disclose this information earlier violated her due process rights. So they say they would have taken a different legal strategy and are asking for a mistrial. Now, Salman herself faces charges of providing material support to a foreign terrorist organization and obstruction for justice, as prosecutors say she knew about the coming massacre. She has pleaded not guilty to the charges, and her defense team has cast her as a victim rather than an accomplice. So the defense began its case today, and the judge said in court today that he'll take up the defense motion this evening. So, wow. Prosecutors informed Salman's counsel about Sadiq Mateen's FBI status on Saturday, more than a week after the trial began. Now, I don't know much about mistrials. You guys probably know more about law than I do. But what I don't understand is if somebody is, let's say, guilty of something. And again, you're innocent until proven guilty. All right? Semantics in law can throw the whole case out. You know? And I understand that has to be where if you are prosecuted for the wrong reason or if somebody, let's say, obtained information on you illegally, where we have to do things by the book. I get that. But I just can't stand, and I'm not saying in this case, because again, she could be innocent. Remember, we're innocent until proven guilty. But I just can't stand when criminals who, I mean, laugh at the jury as they leave, you know aren't the best people, right, can go free because of a little tentacle. Well, you know what? We found out that his father was an FBI informant. Why does that have to mistrial the whole entire, why does that, you know, why not take a recess, let the defense team regroup, and then proceed with the trial? Why does it all have to be just completely wiped out going mistrial? I don't know. But there's definitely some sneaky stuff going on there, so we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember there was a fertility clinic that ruined a bunch of frozen eggs and embryos? All right. They say they have already ruled out any inappropriate physical access to the storage tank area. Some people thought it was, you know, foul play. University Hospitals in suburban Cleveland also said in a letter this week to clinic patients that it does not think there was a hack into his computers, but has made no final determination of that. The hospital says it hasn't discovered what caused the March 4th tank failure that potentially destroyed as many as 2,000 eggs and embryos. They say all aspects of the situation are being examined. And another tank failure happened the same day at a clinic in San Francisco. University Hospital said it bought tanks with new alarms from a different supplier. So the alarm's supposed to go off if something goes wrong from a temperature standpoint, etc. A cluster. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.